70 degrees in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO. It is 4:08 and time for hour number two of the Jeremy Lawrence Show. And as much as I'd like to talk, we need to take a time out for traffic. And for that, we go to Michael.
Yes, just got a couple of texts in. There's an accident on westbound I-94 near mile marker 85. That's near the Galesburg exit. And a listener called in letting us know that the corner of Portage Road and Cork Street is completely blocked off. Police, ambulance, and fire are all on the scene.
So that kind of both of those areas would be a mess, definitely.
Yes.
So seek alternatives. That's the best that I can offer you there. We wanted to shift the discussion a little bit because, you know, it's good to know that the U.S. Senate is apparently full of doers. The U.S. Senate is full of people who have decided that they have fixed everything. Never mind that there are still people that apparently don't have health care. Never mind there are still people that are out of jobs looking for work. Never mind that we could do all sorts of things in this country to make life better for all of us. No, the Senate has decided to tackle something that is one of those gripping, dare I say, urgent things that need to be to take place in this country. The Senate has decided, and so it must be true that if this takes place, life will take on a whole new meaning. Utopia will come to pass. And all that needs to happen is just this one little thing.
And what thing would that be?
Well, half of the Senate, 50 senators, have in dueling letters decided to urge NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell to change the name of the Washington Redskins. They say that in the letter, one of the letters, they cite the NBA's quick action recently to ban LA Clippers owner Donald Sterling for life after he was heard on an audio recording making offensive comments about African Americans. They said that Goodell should formally push to rename the Redskins. Now, mind you, there are other issues in this country. There are other things that need to be looked at. Certainly, we are not without problems. But is there nothing more gripping than getting the NFL to change the name of one of its teams?
Apparently, Congress thinks so, or doesn't think so.
Well, and the interesting thing about this is you get, and this is in a piece on ABC News. ABCnews.com has got the scoop on all of this. They're talking about, you know, Harry Reid came out last month and said what he did, and Daniel Snyder needs to change the name of this team, even though the Redskins themselves have cited that the origin of their name had to do with honoring one of their original coaches way back when, who was Native American. That was their way of saying, we like this guy. We're going to name the team after him. Now, they've dug into this a little bit to tell you what senators have participated in this. And I thought this was interesting because, you know, it's a world where we need bipartisan efforts on practically everything. ABC News is reporting that all the senators that are a part of this particular request are Democrats. A spokesman for Senator Maria Cantwell from Washington State said that Republicans were not asked to participate. Well, there's bipartisanship for you. There's reaching across the aisle. But no, these Democrats wanted to go on record as saying, hey, you know what? We're for change. We're for changing this. We're for making the lives of everyone better by eliminating the name Washington Redskins. Now, I think, and we've talked about this before, I think very candidly that the Redskins at some point will end up making the choice to change their name. There's just too much precedent involved with it. Eventually, they are going to end up changing their name. But they're going to do it because there is pressure from their fans and there is pressure from advertisers to be able to make a change to be more honoring. And I would be all for going for, you know, Warriors or something like that. I mean, you do that. You don't have to change the colors for the team or anything like that. You just, you know, make it a little more honoring if that's what you want to do. That's fine. But I think the big deal for me is this. First of all, these senators decided that they even needed to get involved in this. You know, you cite the NBA for what they're doing. The NBA did what they did because they were a private entity, and they're allowed to do whatever they want. Not within reason, of course. But the NFL, they're deciding, no, we need to urge the commissioner of the NFL, we need to urge Roger Goodell to take action on this. I don't see the NFL stepping up to do this. I think if the NFL was smart, they would step up and say, look, this is up to the individual clubs that are a part of the National Football League. We do not own those clubs. They are owned by 32 separate owners or ownership groups, as the case may be. And, you know, it's something that's a little bit beyond the purview of the NFL, I believe. You know, and the other part of this is that the senators decided to get together, and it was just Democrats. It was like a Democrats-only club. Well, let's do this. We won't include those other guys over there. No! No, we don't want to include that. But then later they said on the Senate floor, oh, well, okay, yeah, if they want to join us, they can.
That's sort of an afterthought at that point.
So it's like, oh, yeah, those guys, yeah. Those guys in the minority in here, okay.
Well, we didn't mean to exclude you guys over there.
We want to be inclusive and bipartisan, so you're invited. We're taking the letter over right now. It's already in a sealed envelope, but you know what? You're welcome to put your name on it, too, if you like.
Just sign the envelope.
Now, interestingly enough, there were Democrats that did not sign the letter. Tim Kaine and Mark Warner, they are Virginia senators. Oddly enough, that's where the Redskins team headquarters is. Okay. Might be a lot of Redskins fans there that would take certain offense to that. Mark Pryor of Arkansas, who, oddly enough, is in a tight reelection race this year. Wonder why he didn't sign it. And then you've got Joe Manchin of West Virginia. He is a definitive moderate. He's actually been one that's come out and said, yeah, Obamacare's got to go. I mean, that's one of the things he's said, so you know where he stands. And Joe Donnelly of Indiana, he's a Democrat from Indiana, which basically means he's a moderate, because you really can't be Democratic and leftist in Indiana and survive, really. Most Democrats there are moderates. Not all of them, but most of them are. So you got to wonder, I mean, have senators hit on something here that is just beyond our comprehension, that they, you know, they must have bills put together that solves all of our problems and creates an America that is just perfect, jobs for everybody, health care for everybody. I mean, they must have come up with something that is so genius that they have time to spend time on this.
They've came up with those bills, but they don't want to bring them out.
You know, they've come up with the bills, but they're so comprehensive and so full of wisdom that they really don't even see the need to vote on them. You know what I mean? I mean, they decide, and for a Congress that has a rating about the size of a used lead pipe, I mean, you know, they're about as popular as that gunk in the elbow of your sink, you know, I mean,
head lice, venereal disease.
Yeah,
as well.
Pretty much, you know, I mean, there's a whole list of stuff out there that's more popular than Congress, and we won't go into it. The point is this: with a Congress that has the impression of doing as little as it does, you would think that the senators would want to go on record saying, you know what? We want to put together bills that tackle the things that we're concerned about, that we care about. For Democrats, come up with something about climate change if it bothers you so much. Come up with something that fixes health care, because every one of those Democrats, well, we could improve on Obamacare, so do it. But instead, let's comment on the name of an NFL franchise. Now, you know, is it offensive to some people? It might be. It might be. I don't think that's the organization's purpose in calling themselves the Redskins. In fact, the purpose was simply to honor one of their coaches way back when they were, I think they were in Boston at the time. So this goes way back in NFL history. That's how far back it goes. But apparently they think it's offensive enough. We need to move on as a country, and you know, if you'll just change your name, everything will be wonderful. Which makes you wonder what these senators do with themselves. You know, we talked with Congressman Fred Upton. One of the things that and his office sent me a list of bills that they have considered, bills they passed, bills they've moved on. And I think that's part of the thing, is you've got bills from the House that have gone to the Senate and died. But now we understand why, because the senators are so interested in taking care of the number one issue in this country. No, not the economy. Nope. No, not jobs either. No, not corruption in government. No, we're not taking care of these things that Gallup says are the top issues in the country. No, we would like to take care of the name of the Washington Redskins. And really, for, you know, 31, 30 seconds of the country, particularly football fans, they could care less because they're not fans of the team.
Right.
You know, and I understand, you know, there may be some people that are offended by the name. If you're offended by the name, do things that are within your power. Petition the Redskins themselves. Or decide, you know what, I'm not going to shop with advertisers that advertise at their games. That's fine. Go nuts doing that stuff.
I won't buy their tickets. I won't buy their merchandise.
There you go, you know. Promise that you're never going to associate with them in any way. You're not going to buy tickets. You're not going to wear jerseys, sweatshirts, T-shirts, ball hats, whatever. You name it.
Get a tattoo.
Yeah. But this idea of saying, well, you know, the senators need to chime in on this. I have never understood why they feel the need to do this. I really don't. Why in the world could they not come up with something better to do? Because let's face it, we've got a labor force participation rate that is extremely low. It is the lowest it's been since 1978 under the administration of President Jimmy Carter. And there's a record you want to be associated with, let me tell you. You've got all of these different issues that we face as a country. But instead, the senators want to tackle the Redskins' name. They want it to be different. Love to get your thoughts. 382-4280, 877-382-4280 if you're outside the local area. Also, 803-73 if you'd like to text us and share your insights that way. And now we head to the phone lines and check in with Tim in Kalamazoo. Hi, Tim. How you doing?
Good afternoon. Hey, This has been a problem for some time between the House bills, and then they get nothing happens over in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a fine example. They just passed a bill, the House did, to put some more teeth in the VA secretary to start firing people and so forth. And that bill went over to the Senate. It's a 3-page bill, and you got Harry Reid says, we got to read it. We got to look at it. They didn't read any other bills that have been passed. I mean, it's just here. And in the meantime, here we are. Memorial Day is coming up. We have thousands, you know, veterans that have died on the battlefields to memorialize them. Yet though, the biggest thing we're supposed to do for our veterans is take care of them when they come back. This is a mess.
No, you're right. It's an absolute mess. And with the things that have been going on at the VA and going on for some time now, you would think that the Senate would want to jump on board with something like that and say, you know what? We really want to do this because it goes beyond party. It goes beyond politics. It's about doing what's right.
Well, I agree with that. The problem is, and it goes back to this, they've had problems for years, back to other presidents. However, you know, when Bush left, the transition team told the Obama administration that there is a whole lot of, I would call it, the books are being cooked over there, and nothing was ever done. Now all of a sudden, it's come to the surface. The president speaks for like 26 days on the issue, and every time he gets up, it's the same old stuff that comes out of his mouth saying, I'm mad. We're going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to hold people accountable. Well, he said the same thing about Benghazi. He said the same thing about the IRS. He said the same thing about Fast and Furious, and nothing's ever been done.
Well, you know, they need to finish those investigations, of course. Except for Benghazi, because, you know, dude, that was like 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah, dude, 2 years ago. I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? You know, people died, but then Eleanor Clift, I don't know if you know her. She's a hard lefty over on PBS.
PBS.
Yeah, she said that, and she stood by her words twice. She said, well, Ambassador Chris Stevens never really was murdered there. He died of smoke inhalation. I thought, are you kidding me? But this is where people, this is where they think. They are so out of touch.
Well, that's
their own political behinds.
And, you know, Eleanor Clift is welcome to think whatever she likes. Fortunately, she's not in charge in this country. That said, there's this sense of, well, you know, we got to look into this. And, you know, you hear it from the president's spokesperson saying, well, he found out about it when he was watching the news.
Well, no. The same thing he said when the IRS story broke. He read about it in the papers.
And Fast and Furious. And, yeah.
Every time something goes on under this administration, the president only found out through the news or reading it in the newspaper. I am just appalled that a person who is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, the president of this country, that he doesn't know what's going on. He only gets it from the news.
Tim, you're making too much sense. I'm telling you. You got to stop.
Okay. Have a good day.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. We'll continue talking about things with you. Keep it right here. Jeremy Lawrence Show, 590 WKZO. If you're thinking sunshine and all sorts of wonderful things, your thought is not too far off. It's 69 degrees. Beautiful day out there. They actually let me out of the office earlier.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, so I got to go out a little bit. It was amazing. But great day out there. Of course, this portion of the program brought to you by Weatherstone Village. Check out their local award-winning 55 and over community at their open house this and every Saturday from 10 until 2. Jeremy Lawrence here with you. You know, it amazes me. You know, you talk about the Senate deciding, well, we need to sign a letter and send it to Roger Goodell. Okay, how about you guys sit down and, I don't know, craft some legislation? Or work with somebody over in the House and come up with some stuff that might, oh, I don't know, solve some problems in the country.
Like figuring out how to get jobs here.
Ooh. No, let's not do that. Let's not do that. The name Redskins is just so horrible. If we get that changed, everything in the country will fix itself right there.
What about changing other names like the Cleveland Indians or the Chicago Blackhawks?
There you go.
Or any number of high schools that have names like this.
Oh, don't get them started. They'll send more letters.
Oh, gosh.
At least we know what they're doing with our tax dollars. They're writing letters.
Yes.
So they're doing something. They're not just sitting around. All right, we'll continue talking with you. Great stuff coming ahead. Jeremy Lawrence Show, 590 WKZO. 70 degrees, Kalamazoo. It is 590 WKZO. The Jeremy Lawrence Show, and this portion of the program brought to you by Lake Michigan Credit Union, the best place for your money. Learn more at lmcu.org. One of the things I'd promised a little earlier in the program is that we were going to spend some time chatting about Duck Dynasty. Phil Robertson in the news again. You'd heard, and this was back, I believe it was in December or sometime earlier, where he had made some comments to GQ magazine in an interview there that some people didn't like. Basically saying that that he didn't agree with homosexuality. Well, you know, it's his choice to be able to share those views and those insights. And at the time, A&E, which is the network that runs Duck Dynasty, said, okay, he's suspended from filming. And then they got a week's worth of pressure, and they relented and said, all right, he'll be back on. All right, cool. Yeah, we're done here. And to top that off, Phil Robertson came along and made some comments talking about, you know, he'd never treat anybody differently because of what they are or anything like that. It's all about loving people and that kind of thing. Well, a couple of different sources have pointed out that he's made some remarks again. And one in particular has made a comment and wondered, is this the end of Duck Dynasty? Well, if it didn't go off TV before, it probably isn't going to now. Basically, and this is according to the newspaper out of New Orleans, the Times-Picayune, and they talk about in a sermon that Phil Robertson delivered at his church in West Monroe, Louisiana, says Robertson lumps homosexuals in with prostitutes, thieves, and drunks. And then there's all this wondering about, well, is it the end of the program? I kind of wonder to myself, you know, we're in a country where we can express our viewpoints, our beliefs, and particularly in a church, you would expect to hear that kind of talk because they're saying, well, Phil Robertson said this about homosexuals. Well, chances are he was quoting the Bible because it's in there that way. Now, whether you believe that or not, I tend to think that the idea of having a freedom of speech and freedom of religion is that in a church, you can say what you believe without fear of somebody coming along going, that's bad. Now, if A&E decides to do something about that, that's their call. But I think the difference is that if A&E decides, all right, Duck Dynasty, it's over with, it's done with, I think you'll see another network jump on it pretty quickly. Because let's face it, it's a hit show. Now, if you've watched it, and I've watched it myself, one episode, I really don't have any idea why it's so funny, it's so great, it's so wonderful, people love it so much.
It's reality TV. People get hooked to things like that. I mean, I don't know why. I'm not hooked to reality TV myself, just like you.
Now, and with this show, I mean, you can watch this. And maybe it's just my experience with living a couple of years in Louisiana, but I can tell you that while some of these scenes and things that they put together are not real on Duck Dynasty, I know you're sitting here going, oh, you're kidding. They're not. But there is one thing that is totally real about that. The stupid look they give each other when somebody says something. That look, they give that all the time there. That's just part of the deal. But truthfully, I can't imagine much happening to Phil Robertson over this. And basically what it was is it was a video of the sermon that was posted by the church itself on YouTube. And somebody went, Phil Robertson talking in church. This is a gold mine. You know what? I guess I can't imagine that it matters that much. He's entitled to his opinion.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Just as people on the opposite side of the issue are entitled to their opinion. It really, to me, bringing this up is just kind of like, oh, let's wave red meat here just to see what happens, because they figure, oh, well, this is going to get big again. this will not explode the way the last one did. Because I think there's enough people that watch this show that'll say, no, we like Phil Robertson. We like, you know. And here's the thing. I think one of the reasons why people like that show so much is that, to a certain degree, they look at the Robertson family and say, well, they're a little different. They're a little different. Yeah, they're kind of different. And people like to watch what's different. If you doubt that, watch any program that appears on the television channel TLC. Because it's all about, or at least it has been in the past, sideshows and things that are weird. Toddlers and tiaras. Little people, big world. Oh, my goodness. See, Michael's over here already going, oh, my God.
Well, there's another show.
You know, so if you're expecting normality out of reality TV, you're not going to find it. Because if they do normal things on reality television, no one would watch.
That's why everybody gets hooked to them.
You know, it's like, okay, reality television, let's watch normal people sit at the office and work.
That show wouldn't last very
long.
No,
I mean, that would last one episode, maybe. You know, they'd be like, oh, nobody's watching. Great. Let's pull this off. So, you know, reality TV, it's all about the idea of taking it to, well, we're going to do something that's a little off kilter. And the Robertson family, I mean, they're fine. They're, you know, they're decent people. I'm not saying anything negative about them other than just to simply say that they're a little different. If they weren't a little different, they wouldn't be on reality television. And to get this idea that, oh, they've said something, and look, he said something again, well, we need to get him off television, not going to happen. Because if you get them off of A&E, guess what? There's going to be another channel out there somewhere that's going to pick them up.
Yeah, there will be multiple channels bidding for that show.
And there will be a double line at their door. Okay, Robertson family, yeah, we'd like a show with you. And you know it would be popular and successful on any other channel. A&E knows this as well. Because when they decided, well, we're suspending Phil Robertson for his comments, they got such a response from fans of the program, they couldn't do anything else but go, okay, suspension's over. He was off for a week. By the way, we weren't filming. I mean, really, you know. And at some point, you knew Phil Robertson was going to be away anyway. So probably it was his vacation, you know. I went to New York. You know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, it makes me wonder why things like this get covered. You know, there are going to be people of differing viewpoints on this because there always have been people of differing viewpoints on this. And I think if you want to educate people, you don't punish them for having a thought that is different than yours. You sit down and have a conversation with them. You find out why they believe what they believe. You find out what it is that drives them to believe the things that they do. And then you let them know why you believe what you believe and what drives you to believe the things that you do. It's called an exchange. It's called a conversation. And it's something that we don't do in this country as much as we ought to. Because on any of these issues, and this is one of those hot button issues, homosexuality, you're not going to change minds by legislation. You're not going to change minds by throwing people off of their cable show or anything like that. You're not going to change minds that way. You're going to change minds by talking with people, having a little chat. Believe it or not, it works. We're going to keep it going, get you ready for your Memorial Day. You know what? As we continue ahead, I'm going to tell you about a special that's coming up on WKZO on Monday, Memorial Day Monday. We'll talk about it a little bit, share it with you. It's going to be a good one. Jeremy Lawrence Show, 590 WKZO. And before we continue ahead, taking a time out for traffic, head over to Michael.
Yes, this in from a texter. Westbound I-94 is backed up to mile marker 89 from the accident at mile marker 85, which is around the Galesburg exit. eastbound traffic is a stop and go near a mile marker 85. So just be cautious traveling on I-94.
Definitely. You want to watch out for those areas as well. Now, I promised you before that I was going to tell you about a special that's coming up right here on WKZO. And because Memorial Day, Monday, it's a holiday, programming is going to be a little different around here. Of course, in the afternoon, the Detroit Tigers are going to be on. So you know that's coming up instead of this program. But in the morning, normally you get Kalamazoo's morning news. But on Memorial Day, we've got a very special program that is strictly devoted to celebrating Memorial Day and all it's about, celebrating our freedoms and that kind of thing. It's put out by the folks at The Blaze. I've listened to portions of this program, and I've got to tell you, it is a fantastic program. It's the kind of thing you'll want to hear to get yourself ready to, you know, really, and, you know, have cookouts and all that stuff on Memorial Day. I am not against that at all. But one thing that they mention in this show, and I think it's a great thing, take a little time to remember the lives that were lost and the sacrifices made to give us the freedoms that we have. You know, we talked a little bit ago, Phil Robertson says what he does. But we have freedom to say what we will, to have the beliefs that we have. Freedom to be able to worship the way that we want to worship. Freedom to do all sorts of things. I mean, it's all spelled out in the Constitution. But a lot of that, I mean, these things were not handed to us for free. Think back over the history of this country. Think back to, I mean, Revolutionary War, War of 1812, the Civil War, World War I, World War II, and so on and so forth. And I'm not belittling any other conflict if I haven't mentioned it. The point is, there are people that have made sacrifices. They have sacrificed their future. They have sacrificed their property, their very lives, just to make the point that that America is a free nation, to stand up for the right of those of us to be able to say whatever's on our minds, whatever it is that we have on our minds. It's all about freedom. It comes down to freedom. And it's something that on Memorial Day, as we think about those that we have lost in defense of this country, think about that. They've given their lives so that you and I can spend time together every day doing what we do, talking, sharing ideas, sharing our thoughts with one another. Tip of the hat to anybody that's in the service. Your sacrifices are appreciated. Tip of the hat to the families of those that have lost loved ones. Your sacrifice is appreciated, too. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. We'll see you Tuesday.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.